morning and welcome to worship at West End United Methodist Church. My name is Brian Payne and I'm chair of the Hospitality Ministries team. We're so glad that you're worshiping with us this morning. Even though Easter Sunday was April the 4th, we continue to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus during this season called Eastertide, which is 50 days. In the description section of our live feed, you'll find worship materials, including an order of service and links to our hymns. We also invite you to light a candle as a sign of Christ's presence with you. It is our hope that you experience the joy of Easter as you worship with us today.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. What a wonderful, beautiful day it is to gather as the people of God, both in the sanctuary and online. Welcome to all who are present. It's Pentecost Sunday, this day when we celebrate the birthday of the church and the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit in a new way. So we're glad for those who are wearing red here in the sanctuary and those at home to add a little extra visual power to our worship service this morning. As we gather, I just want to share a few announcements with you, upcoming opportunities for service and fellowship. This afternoon from 3 to 4:30, we invite everyone to come for a Chalk Fest, most especially parents of children and our youth. But everybody's invited. You don't have to RSVP at this point. You can just show up, and we'll share some fun games and some time outside together, just to be together. We will be continuing, of course, our live stream worship services, and we're looking for folks who would be willing to serve as hosts for those services. That means worshiping also online and participating in the chat and making sure that those who are worshiping online feel welcomed and have all the links they need to participate from wherever they are. So if you would be willing to be one of those live stream hosts every now and then, you can email Katie Minnis. Her email can be found on our website, and let her know that you'd be willing to do that. Typically, we have a special Sunday school series during the summer months. Say that quickly three times. And this summer, we are welcoming Dr. Matthew Charlton, who will be teaching about theologies of hope. And that class will begin on June 5th. That first Sunday, he'll be live streaming. He's traveling, so he won't be with us in person on that first Sunday. But after that, he will be teaching from the Fourth Story Theater. And we invite you to come, if you have a Sunday school class and you're able to gather in person, to do that in your Sunday school classrooms. And if you don't have a Sunday school class, to gather in the theater with Dr. Charlton. And of course, we'll have opportunities to gather online as well through the live stream. So it's a way for everybody, all adults, to participate in that class together. Finally, wonderful news. Our task force for reopening met toward the end of this past week. And with their sage advice, we have made the decision that starting next Sunday, those who have been vaccinated do not have to wear masks in worship. And that is great news for all of us. As I shared in the Friday email, this, as a community of faith, is a community of trust. So we are not going to be checking if people are vaccinated, but we trust that if you have yet to be vaccinated, you'll continue to wear your mask, as of course we have little ones who don't have access yet to the vaccine. We know also there are some who are vaccinated who will choose to continue to wear a mask for that extra layer of safety. So masked or not, everyone's welcome in worship, and we're looking forward to things continuing to emerge and to give us opportunities. Yay, someone's clapping. Give us opportunities to gather and worship. Those are all the announcements I have to share this morning, so let us continue in a spirit of worship as we celebrate the birthday of Christ's Church.
Thank you. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. We praise your name, Holy Spirit, in this place. Amen. When we are tired, when we are weak, when we don't know how or what to pray, the Holy Spirit goes before us and with us, forming prayers out of our wordless sighs. And God welcomes us with open arms, ready to receive us. So then, let us confess our sins together, that together we might experience God's Spirit at work in our midst. God of fire and wind, we confess we have missed the movement of your Spirit in our lives and in your world. We have not always followed the Spirit's lead. We have not pursued your anointing or your sanctifying presence. We have not lived in holiness. Forgive us, we pray. Free us from bondage into life in the Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Friends, hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. And now, as a forgiven and reconciled people, let us exchange signs of reconciliation in love in whatever ways you are most comfortable. The peace of Christ be with you.
You.
Peace of Christ be with you.
The peace of Christ be with you.
The peace of Christ be with you.
The peace of Christ be with you.
One of the great joys of the church is the baptism of children. This morning, Blake and Jess Adams bring their daughter to God before the community of faith for baptism.
My family in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We're incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. And all of this is God's gift, offered to us without price. Blake and Jess, as the parents of this child that you bring forward for baptism, I ask you now these ancient questions of the faith. On behalf of the whole church, I ask, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin?
We do.
Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves?
We do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in his grace, and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to all people?
We do.
And will you nurture this beautiful child in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, she may be guided to accept God's grace for herself, to profess her faith openly, and to lead a Christian life?
We will.
My friends in the congregation, both here present in the sanctuary and those joining us over live stream, do you, as Christ's body, the church,
reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? If so, please say, we do. And will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include this child now before you in your care? With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround this child with a community of love and forgiveness that she may grow in service with others. We will pray for her to be a true disciple who walks in the way that leads to life.
Let us pray. Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection, and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and this child who receives it, to wash away her sin and clothe her in righteousness throughout her life, that dying and being raised with Christ, she may share in Christ's final victory. All praise to you, eternal God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen.
Amen. Miss Jolene, do you want to touch the water? What name have you given your child?
Full name. Jolene Ray Adams.
Jolene Ray Adams. I baptize you in the name of God, your Creator, Christ, your Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit, who loves, sustains, and comforts you. Amen. And now we all are going to place the hand on you and pray together for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Jolene, may the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ all the days of your beautiful life. Amen. Okay. Now, Miss Jolene, we're going to invite you and your mom and dad to step over this way, as the congregation takes a minute to welcome you and pray for you.
Will the congregation please stand and face Jolene Ray? Now it is our joy to welcome our new sister in Christ. Members of the household of God, I commend Jolene Ray to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase her faith, confirm her hope, and perfect her in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, Jolene Ray, and we welcome you in Christian love. As members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant to participate faithfully in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ.
Let us join together in our prayer of illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. Today's reading is from the New Testament, Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly From heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem, and at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all those who are speaking Galileans? How is it we hear, each of us, in our own native language, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own language, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" Others sneered and said, "They're filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I would like to take a special moment with the children, all of you who are present, and those of you who are joining us from home. So I want to ask, how many of you have ever had a birthday? You grown-ups have had birthdays, right? Yeah, exactly. We all have birthdays, right? How many of you have ever been to a birthday party? I've been to a birthday party, too. And a lot of times at birthday parties, things are decorated and fun colors, and there's a cake that has candles on it, and whoever's birthday it is gets presents to celebrate their birthday. Well, today is a big birthday. Today is the birthday of the church. And we celebrate that day over about 2,000 years ago when God started the church. And if you heard the story that Mr. Ed read, all of these people were gathered together in Jerusalem, and the Holy Spirit came on all of them, and they all started talking about God's love in Jesus, and then they went out and started telling that story all over the world, and the church was born. And it was described as flames of fire. The Holy Spirit landed on them, not real fire, but it kind of looked like fire, which made me think about birthday candles. And then everybody who was at that moment received a gift. You know, sometimes when you go to a birthday party, everybody who comes to the party gets a little present before you go. Like when my son had a birthday party, we gave everybody who came little lightsabers to take home because he was all into Star Wars. And on that day, the birthday of the church, everybody who was there got the gift of the Holy Spirit, and that's a gift for all of us. So I want us today to be so happy to be celebrating the birthday of the church. After church, if you're here in the sanctuary, we hope you'll come out on the west lawn and get a Pentecost cookie and say a prayer to God of thanks for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Jesus' love and presence inside of us always. Let's pray together. Loving God, we thank you for this very special day that we call Pentecost, the birthday of the church. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit that allowed everyone there to feel your love and to tell the story of your love. Be with us and help us to tell the same story. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. This is one of my favorite days in the church. It's a happy, holy, exciting day. Sometimes on Pentecost, we celebrate the peace and comfort that the Spirit brings, the quiet whisperings that we experience through the Spirit. Sometimes we celebrate the fire that gets lighted underneath us and sends us out like those first apostles were sent out. It's a day for us to celebrate the church and to remember God's beautiful design and plan for the church. It's astounding to me to hear this story of this fresh outpouring of the Spirit on this little group, about 120 of Jesus' followers, and how all of them began to speak in languages they had never learned before, all the languages of the earth. And I have to say, I'm always grateful for those people like Ed Zinkowitz who draw the short straw and have to read the scripture on Pentecost Sunday and roll off all of those names of all the different nationalities and cultures that were represented on that day. Parthians, Medes, people from Mesopotamia, Elamites, la, 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 la. And normally that's what I do as I read this text from Acts 2. When I'm preparing the sermon or leading a Bible study, it's Parthians, Medes, Elamites, la, 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 la. But this year, I decided to do a little research. Before Bible study on Tuesday morning, I said, okay, I'm gonna find out who these Parthians were. And who were the Medes, for heaven's sake? What do we know about these different cultures and nationalities that were gathered in Jerusalem on that day of Pentecost? Well, I had to write some of it down. Did you know that the Parthians had an empire that stretched from the Euphrates River all the way to modern-day Pakistan? They were a powerful people and a great mixture of cultures. The Medes were the forerunners of the Iranians, perhaps even the Kurdish people. The Elamites are an ancient people mentioned way back in the Old Testament who were considered enemies of the Jewish people. In fact, the prophet Jeremiah had some things to say about the Elamites. And yet, here they were on this day of Pentecost, recipients of the Holy Spirit. Then, of course, we had people from Rome, the seat of the great empire of Rome. And then people from Egypt and Cyrene and different regions of Africa, all sorts of cultures and languages and peoples represented. And as we explored some of this in our Bible study on Tuesday morning, someone made the comment, you know, from the very beginning, God designed the church to be multicultural, multilingual, multiracial. All of these people on Pentecost were talking about the same thing, the mighty deeds of God. They were all telling the story of God's love for the world revealed in Jesus Christ. Same story, many languages. Same story that would then be taken out and told through the lens of all the cultures of the world. Isn't that beautiful and amazing and miraculous? And yet, how easy it is, for me at least, to forget that that's part of the design and part of the blessing of the church. It's so easy for me to get contained in my experience of God and my ways of worshiping and my language and my images, that I lose out on the beauty of the same story being told in so many different ways. The story is told, it's probably not true, but it's kind of funny, of the young pastor first starting out in his first church, and he's bringing all this good theology he's learned, and he wants to bring freshness and change to the congregation. And so instead of reading the scriptures from the King James Version, he reads it from the New International Version. And after church, someone comes through the line and says, "We have to read the King James Version. If it's good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me." This idea that, because that's the way I heard the story, but you know, Jesus didn't speak King James English. The church I grew up in had a portrait of Jesus in the fellowship hall. The same portrait is in the fellowship hall of the church where we have camp meeting every year. I imagine many of you grew up in churches with this portrait of Jesus, the Warner Solomon portrait, where Jesus is looking up and he's got long blonde hair and blue eyes. And that's a portrait that I gazed into and prayed with as my own little icon. It's an image that has meant a lot to me. And yet what a gift has come to me to realize that Jesus didn't have blonde hair and blue eyes. Jesus looked very different, with olive skin and dark eyes and dark hair that was probably curly, and he was probably shorter than I am. And to imagine and to see all of these different cultural expressions of Jesus is a gift of the church. That's one reason we've had so much fun. It seems a little odd to put it this way, but during this COVID pandemic, when we've been worshiping primarily online, we've had a lot of fun looking for artwork and different images to put on the bulletin that come from different cultures, so that the biblical figures, or whether it's Jesus or the angels or the prophets, are expressed with different skin tones and different styles coming from the different cultures of the world. One story being told in all the languages and cultures of the world. And there is such blessing and such gift to be received in that. I like to think of the church on a day like today, when we celebrate God's universal church, all the churches up and down West End, all the churches all across the globe, celebrating the day of Pentecost and the birth of the church. I like to picture us all as this one big round table. There's nobody at the head of the table except for Christ, who is our host. And each of us brings to this table our story and our experience of the love of God through Jesus Christ. So I come to this table and I talk about growing up at Brentwood United Methodist Church in this white, affluent suburb on the south side of Nashville, where my youth leaders and Sunday school teachers taught me the love of God. The people who loved on me and walked with me through some really hard times as I was growing up. And I bring that story to the table and share it with joy. And then I lean in with humility and curiosity to hear the stories of all the others who gather around the table. And I think about all of those places where I've heard the same story told in different languages and through different cultures. I remember worshiping with that congregation in Moscow who were in such danger, putting themselves at great risk to gather and worship together. And the pastor there, whose parents had both died in the gulag under Stalin's reign. I remember the gathering of people in Uganda as we sang and shouted, and I heard a sermon in Xhosa that I didn't really understand, but I could still tell he was telling the old story of God's love. And the congregation in Tlanquilpecan, Mexico, who welcomed me with a hospitality I'd never experienced before. In all of these places, we broke bread and we shared the cup. and we were all changed and transformed by the same story, with so many different ways of telling it. So on this day when we celebrate Christ's universal church, let us celebrate the many languages and cultures and ways that this story speaks to us. Each one of you in this sanctuary, each one of you in the sound of my voice, has your own unique story and way of telling it. And you are welcome at this table with the story that is yours. Trust and know that the rest of the church gathers with you for this wonderful birthday party that we celebrate today, and that we are God's gift to the world. May we continue to tell the same story in new ways. Thanks be to God.
Let us rise in body or spirit as we affirm our faith together with the affirmation of faith number 883. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen. You may be seated. As we come to our prayer time, I invite you to lift up both your silent and spoken prayers. And if you would like to share them with the pastoral team to pray throughout this week, you can follow a link under Contact Us on our website. And I actually believe you all may have a card that you can write it on. That you can turn in when you leave. This morning we have a rose to celebrate the birth of Nicholas Lewis Banker, son of Marta and James Banker, who was born on May 5th, 2021 in California. Jean Ann and Barry Banker are his grandparents. This morning we also remember Edith Motes, who passed away on May 14th. Graveside services were held at Woodlawn Cemetery on May 19th. And our sympathy goes to Mike and Lisa Garrett in the death of Mike's son, Sam Garrett, who died on Wednesday, May 19th. Visitation is today, Sunday, May 23rd, from 11 to 2 at Neil Tarpley Parchman Funeral Home in Clarksville. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Spirit of Jesus, come with fire that refines, water that refreshes, wind that topples, and breath that fills. Free us from all fear and give us strength to carry on. Give us hope and joy sufficient for each day. Spirit of Jesus, give us power to be the church. Impart your many gifts to our members, that we can be the body of Christ's presence in the world. Free us from all fear and renew our life together. Spirit of Jesus, bind us close together. May we rejoice with one another's joys and weep with one another's sorrows. Bind us together. Kindle a revival of empathy, justice, and active peacemaking. Restore our reputation for caring for the poor, loving our neighbors, being ambassadors of peace and stewards of the earth. Spirit of Jesus, let us stand for love and with love, following the way of Christ as we are best able. Show us what you're doing so we can work together. Move where you will, when you will, in whatever way you will. Come, Holy Spirit, and restore your church. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we prepare to give our tithes and offerings, we recognize that everyone has a different financial situation. So that we might continue our vital ministries in this community and throughout the world, we invite you to give as you are able and as you feel led. For those of you worshiping online, you are welcome to give through the options listed on the screen or in the chat. For those worshiping in person, there are offering boxes in the narthex at the back of the sanctuary where you can leave your offering following the service. Let us offer our gifts, our tithes, our offerings, and our hearts to God, who loves us unconditionally.
the loving flame of the Holy Spirit send us out into this world to tell the story of love in whatever language, whatever actions we are called to do so, so that the world may know the deep love and the true peace of Christ. Amen.